Bogart by Stephen Humphrey Bogart. The book is subtitled, In Search of My Father. For My Father. And in Memory of Gary Provost, 1944-1995. Forward. It is a long road he has traveled since that day on January 6, 1949, when Stephen Humphrey Bogart entered the world. Having first-hand and intimate knowledge of that time, I would say his first 8 years of being Humphrey Bogart's son were happy years. After that, with the death of his father, he learned too soon about endings. Growing up as the son of Humphrey Bogart, with all the curiosity of others that would bring, and his yearning to somehow emerge with an identity of his own, was quite a different matter. Having had to cope with the indescribable pain of loss, the confusion and anger that accompanies it, the sense of isolation from his two parent peers, all throughout his most impressionable, formative, and needy years, must have presented obstacles and miseries beyond comprehension. He did not have the good fortune of time spent with his father, or that most precious thing, memories, happy memories, to comfort him. Added to that came the rebirth of Humphrey Bogart. The discovery of him by new generations elevated Bogey to an icon, to cult status. A status, incidentally, that now encompasses the world. But it began while Steve was in his teens. So it is no surprise that Steve dropped the curtain, not only to forget the pain of loss, but to try to find a place for himself. For many years I have been hoping and praying he would find a way to come to terms.